So, Adolfo, you're the co-director of the Cityscapes project, which is launching today at the London Eye. Tell us briefly what Cityscapes is.
Well, Cityscapes is a garden design festival. It's going on from today, 16th of May, all the way down to September. So it's part, including the design festival. The last garden is the design museum, so it's obviously running on until then. It's basically working with the South Bank and Bankside Cultural Quarter, which is a union of all the main cultural venues on the South Bank. And along with their partners, we brought in garden designers to work with them to create gardens in their venues. And this today we're at the London Eye. So we've got Andy Sturgeon, who in a few days' time will be having the main sponsor's garden at Chelsea Flower Show. So it's quite a frantic day. They've all come, and the contractors have all come from Chelsea, and we've installed it overnight. And the garden is just here, just for one day. And then it's gone again tonight.
And the next gardens in the series are going to have a bit more longevity.
Exactly.
So what's coming up next? Where will people be able to see Cityscapes in action for themselves?
So on the 31st of May, we've got the garden just down here at the old Vic Tunnels. And that's Tony Hayward, who's also going to be at Chelsea. And his installation at Chelsea is actually going overground, crossing the river, and then coming underground into one of the biggest tunnels in London. It's an underground garden, so it's completely in the dark. There's going to be fungi, there's going to be edible mushrooms, sound, Penhaligon's are doing scent. It's going to be, because it's at the Old Vic Tunnels, it's going to be more like theatre. People know Punch Drunk, they'll kind of recognise that sort of thing you got off Fleet Street. The garden after that is actually permanent, and that's working with the Architecture Foundation and South Bank, Team London Bridge and Southwark Council. It's basically a funny little space called Gibbon's Rent behind City Hall that's at the moment is being used more like a shortcut. And we brought in the landscape architect Sarah Billy to work with the Architecture Foundation, who are bringing Australian architects, and they're creating a community garden. So it's a new garden for the city, and that's permanent.
And what inspired you to embark on this project?
Yeah, well, many things. I mean, first of all, is you just can't, you know... We're quite interested in it from the world of garden design, bringing garden design into these cultural venues. For instance, it's the first time that garden design will have been at the Design Museum. What we're also interested in is, those other art forms to be a bit more exposed to garden designers who, you know, they're quite bright. But we kind of, you know, the Chelsea Flower Show is in essence a trade show, so it's kind of quite restrained what they're allowed to do. Whereas here they give them quite a lot of freedom, and they've really responded to it. I mean, the scale, you know, of their ambition has been quite something.